Introduction. Abraham Lincoln once famously said, "I am a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended on to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts." My previous book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, laid out the plans of the globalists using their own words. That book has been spectacularly successful, with more than 4,000 customer reviews on Amazon and a ranking of 4.9 out of 5 stars. You may think that's due to my fans, but after nearly 30 years in this business, I've learned that if you miss the mark, people tell you very quickly. My intention with this book was to expand on the arguments made in my previous book, showing how, for more than 150 years, some form of this plan, first developed by social Darwinists, has been utilized against the population. In some sense, this may be a history book, showing how the technocratic managerial class has sought, since the end of World War II, to fundamentally change our republic. Instead of a free nation of men and women, exposed to genuinely divergent viewpoints and interpretations of current events, we are being fed a managed diet of information, designed to use our compassion and ideals against us. Liberals and conservatives can coexist, and I would argue that dialogue between the heart and the head is one of the greatest drivers of a quality civilization. All people want to be both compassionate and wise in how they run their lives and interact with society. I started this book with the question of artificial intelligence, AI, because it is one of the greatest threats being talked about in the news today. There are many scary scenarios related to AI, but I question whether it will ever be truly intelligent, as depicted in so many science fiction movies. My greater concern is that the globalists will use it as a means of controlling the population, making the people believe it is a benevolent overlord, when in truth, they are pulling the strings. From AI, the book gives an overview of how Chairman Mao's tactics from the Chinese Cultural Revolution are being used today by the American left. Attempts to modify human beings with genetic and social engineering, and why the globalists want to control how you spend your money. The tyrants always seek to control populations, but they always run up against the desire to be free. And this is a cause for optimism about our current situation. Additionally, tyrants make for terrible allies, always willing to betray their collaborators, while free people honor their obligations to each other. Understanding the machinations of the war machine is critical for making sense of today's world, as war is the greatest organizer of any society. That is why civilian control of the military is a principle established by George Washington, and our current situation, in which an unelected bureaucracy controls our military forces, is so perilous to our republic. A few good individuals standing up to tyrants is often enough to defeat their evil plans, and that's why I think it's important for people to know some of my private conversations with some of the most popular people in media, like Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and others. When a few tell the truth that the emperor has no clothes, the public sees the brazen nakedness of their actions. Probably no two issues have confused people more than unraveling the web of lies and deception surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, as well as the COVID-19 crisis. When one sees the pattern of lies, as well as the truths that hide in plain sight, you will gain a superpower to see the hidden truth, like Superman using his X-ray vision to see through buildings. One can be pessimistic that powerful entities like the World Economic Forum, our own intelligence agencies, as well as big business, have sought to shield us from the truth. But for me, this is a cause for celebration. The bad guys know that they cannot succeed in their plans if you know and understand them. As Lincoln believed during the Civil War, you can handle the truth.